Publisher's Pen, Danger at the Drive-Thru, by Dale Mason. Temperatures are rising on the global warming issue, and it's more than just hot air. Sometimes it can get downright dangerous, even for the nicest people. I was on the West Coast for a conference on a hot summer day. I'd just driven my tiny rental car around a drive-thru to grab a quick lunch and stopped in the parking lot to make a phone call. Full disclosure, the engine was running and the air conditioner was on. Suddenly, an open palm slammed against my window. A 30-something delivery man thundered his anger through the glass. Apparently, he felt very strongly that because of people like me, the ocean is going to rise and people are going to die. He fumed and cursed and finally summed it all up with, "Global warming, buddy, global warming." He was the picture of passion. And I'll admit I was fearful and certainly didn't roll down the window for a conversation. I just turned off the engine. He backed up a step, yelled some more, then got into his delivery van and drove by me, slowly, as if to say, "I'm watching you, buddy." Yes, two distinctly different camps face off over climate change. One believes humans are responsible for today's weather patterns, and millions will die if governments don't immediately enforce massive changes. The other believes any warming or cooling is primarily natural. Believers in biblical creation explain the bigger picture. Global climate change is the result of a massive world change that took place about 4,500 years ago at the flood. So it appears that regulating carbon dioxide will have negligible impact on the climate. And rash reactions to doomsday predictions will hurt more people than they help. In addition to the many other articles you won't get anywhere else, this issue of Answers includes an important update about the politically and spiritually charged issue of global warming and how Christians should approach it. The bottom line is that we should make a genuine, proactive effort to care for the world God has entrusted to us. And maybe be careful about idling our engines in parking lots. Yet never forget, it was made for man, not the other way around. Don't miss The End of Global Warming on page 30. Let me know what you think, and tell me what you and your family are doing to help care for God's creation. All for Him, Dale T. Mason, publisher at AnswersMagazine.com.